So James, what a wonderful feeling that must be through to the third round.
It's nice now it's over. Obviously the build up to it and everything, the game, the conditions didn't really help us and didn't really make it an easy game to play in. So just obviously delighted that we got the result and we can look forward now to the draw Monday and obviously the, back to the league on Tuesday.
And popped up when it mattered in the second half.
Yeah, again, it's we were desperate to try and play some football and get it down, but it was just one of them days that weren't going to be possible, and we just needed to dig in. We said at half time, as long as we keep a clean sheet, we felt that we were good enough to create chances and hopefully get the win, which we managed to do.
What's been the key to this terrific second half performances the last 9-10 games? You won an awful lot of points as a result.
Yeah, I think just belief. I think obviously getting back in at half time and just going over the sort of first half performance and realising that we're not far off it. It's just, I think the conditions today didn't really make for one of the games that we'd normally be involved in, which is sort of passing and trying to create sort of good opportunities. It's just going to be a case of digging in and like I say, we said at half time, we keep a clean sheet, we thought we could win the game.
So obviously it was how good was that to score in front of those supporters as well in the second half?
Fantastic. I think, like I say, they've come in their numbers today. It's a long way, and obviously it's history for the club, for the players, for the staff. Obviously everybody's surrounded the chairman as well, so it was just a great occasion, and like I say, it could have potentially been a bit of a banana skin, but we're just delighted that we managed to get the win.
And Flintney again with a good save as well to keep you in it at 2-0.
Yeah, we said after the game it would have been a horrible 5 minutes if that had gone in, and they would obviously been chucking everything at us, but he's not had too much to do, and then to pop up with a save like that, it's brilliant, and like I say, sort of really showed the character of everybody that we've got in the club.
And you mentioned the league, but obviously a good cup run can only help with the league form as well, surely?
Yeah, exactly, and there's no sort of celebrating tonight, although we'd like to have a few beers. Obviously we've got to concentrate now on Tuesday night, and that's the bread and butter for us. That's what we're there to do, is to hopefully get promoted this season, but it's nice to have a little cup run, and it's nice to have a week away from the league today, and obviously delighted that we got the win.
It's going to be a nice feeling when you wake up in the morning as well, isn't it, as well, and you see your name in the last 64.
It will be nice, obviously, getting a bit older. It's not so nice, a bit stiff and a few knocks, but obviously that we'll forget that and obviously look forward to Monday, and hopefully it's a kind draw for us.
Where are you going to be for that draw, do you think?
I'm not sure. I don't know whether we'll be at the club if not, we'll be at home, I'm sure, and watching, and just fingers crossed that it's kind and we get a big draw for the club and everybody surrounding it.
And is there anybody you fancy particularly, Premier League club? Or?
Oh, I'd love Tottenham away, but I'm sure that there's a few that want Arsenal, and like I say, all the big names come out, but I'm sure if we get the right draw, everyone would be happy with that.
And a draw at the Silver Lake against one of the big ones, that would be quite a surreal experience, I'm sure.
Yeah, it would be. It's just a lottery, really. Like I say, you never know who you're going to get, but it was just important today that we got the result to make sure that we were in that draw for whoever it could be.